Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again and again and again to Food for the Journey. We all need food for the journey, all of us. So we take a look now at the readings for the Tuesday of the second week of Easter. No, Easter isn't over. This is Thursday of the second week of Easter. And the opening prayer tells us, O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of your people, so that Christ our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Oh, brothers and sisters, Easter isn't over. Easter isn't over. There are many days to celebrate Easter, and we want to do that. So let's take a look, first of all, at what the readings tell us for today. From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 27 to 33. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, see the crowds now, when they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. So even the apostles are now being sought after, really making life very, very difficult for them. But the psalm tells us, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And that's who we are. You know, you don't have to be poor in the same way, but we're poor because if we were ever without Jesus, we would not live. But he's there for us. He loves us. And the Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them. And from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers him. Think of that. Look at that. He's close to the brokenhearted. Those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man and woman, but out of them all the Lord delivers him, delivers her. God is faithful if we are part of the poor. And that doesn't mean lack of money. It certainly can include that by all means. But if it's poor that you're not close to the Lord, you're not following him, God wants to say, come to me. You are my poor. Come to me, and I will raise you up. I will bless you. Follow me. Follow me until you come to me. Follow me. Brothers and sisters, it's so important. It's so important to know that Jesus is real, that Jesus cries out in my heart and in all of our hearts. He cries to be heard, and many people just turn it off. They don't listen to him. They don't spend time. They don't pray. Maybe go to church, but that's it. And oftentimes if we have children or sick or a husband or wife are sick, of course we can't go. But brothers and sisters, give God every moment you can the praise that is due him, please. And put your trust in him. He will not abandon you if you really put your trust in him. If you just say the words and say, okay, let's see what kind of magic God does. God doesn't hear that. But if you really want him and need him, ask him. Draw close to him. I remember as a child, probably I was about 14, 15, and I just began to pay more attention to the Lord. And so on my way to school, if there was no one near me, I just talked to him. Or in the evening coming home, I'd pray for other people. But it was not something I was accustomed to. Nobody did it, but I felt like that's what I should do. Draw close to Jesus. Let a year or two go by, and when God sees you are faithful to him, he may want to use you for something. But don't just say, tell me now. No, Lord, I want to belong to you. I want my life to be yours. Help me to follow you. And when you do that, God will hear your cry. So the gospel today from John chapter 3, verses 31 to 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Lord loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. Brothers and sisters, if you curse the Lord, if you turn away from the Lord, if you say, I'm too busy, please, brothers and sisters, where will God have time for you? Do you love him? Do you seek him? Your prayer might have to be in snitches of time. I know that. I know when I was being raised as a child, I know my mother would pray once she put us down for an afternoon nap. Then she might have 15 minutes, but she used that to pray. And that's what we need to do. All of us. God loves us. He loves us through our parents. He loves us through other people, but most of all, it's him who is the source of all love. Draw near to him. I know there were times when I used to sit and say, Lord, I don't know how to talk to you. And I just would keep quiet. I would stay for 15 or 20 minutes. And there was nothing, no sound. And I just put it off for a couple of days and then go back and say, Lord, please talk to me. And I just got this inspiration when I was a child. I got this inspiration to say the Our Father. So I said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I go and ask my mother, what did hallowed mean? And she would tell me. And I would just go through the Our Father every day and say it slowly and mean it. And God blessed me for that. I couldn't do much more than that. I was just learning to read, really, but I could pray the Our Father because I heard it every Sunday at Mass, and sometimes during the week at Mass, I would hear it. And I was so proud of myself when I could actually say the Our Father. But I was saying it to my Father in heaven. I loved my Father on earth so much that I pictured my Father in heaven to be like my Father in earth. But then God captured my heart and drew me much closer to him. When we're faithful to praying, and it might be a year of being faithful, but somewhere in that time, God will reveal himself. You'll just get a thought in your mind and say, why did I think that? I never thought of that before. Or something like that. Just listen to him and know that your God loves you. You are loved by God. And brothers and sisters, there are many people, so many people today, not following the Lord, not going to church. We, brothers and sisters, if we know the Lord, let us begin to live it. Go to Mass when you can. You can't get to Mass every day, I know that. But you can take time, even 15 minutes, to say, Lord, I want to ask you to bless the people who are not coming to you. Or, Lord, teach me how to talk to the people that aren't coming to you. Teach me, Lord. You don't have to stay long. You can go and do what you had to work, whatever it was. But give God time with quiet. And give God time to speak to you. For someday he will. Or he'll give you an insight, or he'll give you an inspiration. That's often the way he worked for me. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to the goodness of God. God loves you, and being loved by God is almost anything you just can't imagine when God loves us. It works with us. God doesn't pour himself over us. But when he comes to us, or he speaks to us, or we get a thought to us, or we read to ourselves, or someone else wants to speak to us, and we know that something that they're saying is very good, God can speak to us in all kinds of ways. I even know of a time when I listened to a television program, and I thought, after it was over, I thought, my goodness, where did that wisdom come from? And I, to this day, don't remember her. But God was speaking to me, and he will do the same with you if you give him time. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.